Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. The tension kicked in.
Yeah.
That can only be represented during the Hat of Destiny. This is all about Destiny. Get on the phone this morning, 131060. If you've been in Brisbane over the weekend, that's my activity.
Yep.
Or if you've moved house over the weekend.
That's my activity.
If you get on the phone and you've done one of those activities, 131060, you'll become the caller of Destiny. The person whose activity you've done will get a point.
Yep.
The first of five gets to give the other the dare of Destiny. What are the scores currently?
Scores are 2 to me, 3 to yourself.
Today,
mm-hmm.
It's time for us to say hello to the caller of Destiny, which this morning is Courtney. How are you, Courtney?
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very nervous,
you.
Courtney, to be honest. Very nervous, because this honestly could be game set. It's not match, but this could be very much put in Josh's corner.
Courtney, did you get involved in the fun run over the weekend?
No, I didn't. I've actually been pretty busy over the weekend.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, I see where this is going. Yeah,
it's very, very good, Courtney.
Could have been flying around, though. That could be why you're busy.
Or maybe she had something on in Brisbane. Or very, very busy, obviously, moving houses.
Enough small talk.
I've been very busy moving house.
No!
Yes! Damn it!
Yes!
Damn it! Oh, that's great to hear, Courtney. Happy with your new house?
Oh, yeah, it's temporary.
Okay, right. A bit of a temporary move. Look, that's always the most busy move as well. Look, Courtney, thank you so much for being the caller of Destiny this morning. Unfortunately, it didn't go my way, but look, I appreciate you being on the phone nonetheless. And honestly, another round of applause for moving, because it's the worst thing to do.
Yeah.
And
unpacking is fun because you get to like see where you want to put stuff, but moving is the worst.
Not unpacking with a temporary move because you remember everything you packed way too recently. You're like, oh, I found this again because I packed it yesterday. Yay.
Our whole house is packed into one room.
Oh, wow.
Well done, Courtney.
You've moved into a storage container. Very good, Courtney.
No packing yet.
Right, okay. Look, that is a little bit disappointing for me. What are the scores?
Scores are 3-3, my friend.
Oh, how tense.
This is very, very nerve-wracking.
3-3. Returns next week.
Yep.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
So speaking about young people, Josh.
The youth
of today, which I think I'm counting all of us in. Essentially, if you grew up
with
a phone.
I'm 27. I don't think I'm really the youth anymore.
Well, I guess it's not. Well, I think still young.
I still get stuff with student flights, I guess. So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, cool.
But this is like, I think I'm talking about anyone who's ever grown up with a phone.
Right, okay.
So, the digital era of kids who have grown up, millennials, who have just grown up and they've had a phone. A lot of people say, like a lot of older people who haven't grown up with phones, like, you're always on that thing, you're always, get off your phone. Anytime I go home and I'm on my phone, my parents are like, get on your phone. Mm. And I always say to them, I'm doing work things.
If you've seen Better Call Saul, you get this reference. My nan's essentially like Chuck. Like the second I have an electronic device in her house, she's outraged.
She hates it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And I always, because now you can kind of lie, I always lie to my parents, I'm going, oh, I'm doing work stuff. When I'm not. I just can say that now because my emails are on my phone and stuff like that. So I can lie and say that I'm using my phone for good, but I probably am on my phone too much. And that has been solidified this morning because a study went out and it was kind of getting like a survey of like how important phones and mobile data is to the youth today. And apparently we put mobile data above running water. In terms of things that we need in our lives, it goes mobile data, running water.
Okay, I'm hoping this is one of those studies that was done with like 30 people because that makes me so sad to think that's a large chunk of human beings that have said that.
60% of people said that.
I hope that there were 3 people asked.
It was out of 10.
That is horrible to think. Well, the funniest thing is, though, because I remember the last few times I've moved house, I've sort of complained to my parents at various stages through the process, and usually the thing I'm complaining about is how long the internet takes to get turned on.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad are like, it's not an essential service. And I'm like, it is, though.
Yeah,
like, it is. Like, if you think about it, we lived in a house together when we used to live together. We lived there for a year and a half without plugging the television aerial into the wall.
Yep.
We just didn't have free-to-air TV for a year and a half.
Yep.
We just were doing Netflix and, you you know, watching stuff on Stan and
YouTube.
It literally is almost like if you want entertainment in 2018, you need the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
You need it.
But that's maybe that's the thing, like in with some things, out with other things. Like, like you said, I only just plugged my TV into the wall when The Bachelor started because I was like, I want to keep up with what's going on. But before that, I didn't need it. Mm. And see, my parents, when they would move into a house, they'd be like, oh, the free-to-air TV isn't going on. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I know. Who cares, though?
Yeah, but see, this is a problem because, I mean, we should be sitting there going, oh, yeah, no, yeah, my parents used to care about different. We should all be caring about water.
running water is incredibly important.
That's incredibly important for everybody.
Maybe people just meant, like, if I fill up a bathtub full of cold water and just drink out of that, maybe that'll be fine. It's not running, it's just sitting there.
You shouldn't be living your life like a doomsday prepper just so you can have mobile data. That's not how it should be working.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer, mej.com.au.
Right now, we're asking a very, very simple question. Do you know somebody under the age of 30 with the name Heather? Because apparently you read a news story this morning suggesting the name is dying out in a very big way.
It's a very simple question, but at the same time, it could be very, very hard because, I don't know any personally. I don't know any Heathers.
The Heathers I know personally are my mum's friends, and they're all, I know two of them, and they're in the 50s. So that's the thing. And the famous Heathers you can think of, Heather Graham, Heather Locklear, they're probably over 40 as well, I'd say at this point. Yeah. So, Heather Locklear, definitely. But I'd say Heather Graham is too. Look, the thing here is, we just want to stick up for the name. I like the name Heather. I don't believe it's dying out.
Yeah.
Do you know a young Heather? The number to call is 131060 right now. We've got Tracy on the line from Queanbeyan. Can't help but notice, Tracy, your name's Tracy, not Heather.
No, it isn't, but I have a Heather who's 22.
Oh.
And I think it's an excellent name.
Your daughter's 22 and her name's Heather?
It is, yes. And I didn't know any Heathers before I had Heather, but wasn't one of the trendy names that everyone was going with.
So. Yeah, what were the trendy names when you had your daughter? What were the names you were fighting against, the ones that everybody was naming their kids?
That's a long time ago. I can't even think.
Well, were there any names, Tracy, that you were like, oh, because
so she's 22?
A lot of
Jesses, I would imagine. I know a lot of Jesses.
No. Tracy, was there like
a lot of Jess friends, so I can't say that.
Yeah, well, no, Tracy, there's a lot of, like, my parents were going to call me Darcy. They were like, oh, it was Darcy. And then, like, last minute, my mum's like, nah, it's Ned. And then I was like, okay, cool.
No, look,
were there any names that you were considering other than Heather, Tracy?
Nope.
No, it was always Heather.
All the way.
Good on you.
This is the funniest thing for you, Trace. This didn't have anything to do with anyone you looked up to or knew, or you really liked the name.
I really like the name, and same thing, like everyone I knew were probably older.
Any other Heathers
I knew were probably, as you said, in their 50s plus.
Yeah, so you automatically make your, like, one-year-old daughter very wise.
Yeah,
she seems beyond her years.
Very respected.
You know what? Look, we've got to make a mortgage decision here, but let's check in with Heather and see what she thinks.
What do you think? Oh, that's right, you too. Never mind.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Now, if my dad is streaming right now, please stop listening because this is behaviour that dad has gone off at people before.
Yep.
And I, through maybe just genetics, have kept this as something I also hate when I see it.
Okay.
I went from the gym straight through, and this is going to sound stupid in of itself, but just give me a second to explain the whole scenario, okay? I went straight from the gym to a fast food restaurant, which shall remain nameless, on Saturday morning. This is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from the gym to the fast food restaurant because I was going to cook myself a good breakfast at home, but the one treat I do give myself when I'm trying to eat healthy is orange juice. I actually love orange juice. So I didn't have any, and I thought I'll just go through this takeaway place and I'll get just an orange juice because they do serve that.
Just for the record.
I know I've limited it. No, because you think I've limited it to just one. Yeah. There's actually two that are open for breakfast and would give me an orange juice.
I just wanted to know, and I don't want this to sidetrack us, so literally spend 3 seconds on this, but what do you classify as going home and cooking a healthy breakfast for yourself?
Eggs. I had eggs. Eggs is really good for
me. And what else?
Oh, there's a little bit of bacon.
Oh, there's just a little bit.
Ask anybody. Like, ask a nutritionist. The nutritionist that came here, M's sister, she told us all about how eggs and bacon are that's an okay breakfast.
I was just curious.
Okay, fine. I don't care. It wasn't pancakes or anything.
I was going to say, and that makes me think that that's the first thing you went to. It makes me feel like there were pancakes involved.
Might have been pancakes. No. So I went to this fast food restaurant, and the reason it was straight from the gym is important. I still had my headphones in. And I walked up to the counter, I drove up to the window. They said to me, can you go through the first, drive down to the first window? Because it was quite early in the morning.
Yeah.
The guy just goes, drive down to the first window.
Okay.
Right? And I've gone, oh, that's a bit unusual, because normally you stop at the second window, pay, and then you go to the,
Was just like, go straight to the second window.
Yeah, just straight to the second window.
Okay.
What I did was leave my headphones in, and then what happened was the guy said something to me that I didn't quite hear because I had my headphones in, and that is the tool behavior. That is the behavior I normally shun when I see it. I go, why? Take your headphones out. You're talking to another human being. Yeah, stop being
disrespectful. Show them a bit of respect.
And I thought, you know, this is going to be such a quick interaction. This is going to be fine. Didn't hear what the guy said.
This is when you first pulled up? The guy said something.
When I first pulled up. Okay. Didn't hear what the guy said. Put my FPOS card up to him, and he said, and I said, so what? I didn't hear what he said, and I went, good, thanks.
Pretty, so you think he thought, I think he just sort of said, how's your morning?
And in fairness, the mumbling I could hear over my headphones, it sounded like he had just said, how's it going this morning?
Yep.
And I said, good, thanks. Put my credit card up. And he was like, said something again. And I, at this point, I've taken a headphone out. Mm. And what he said was, don't worry, mate, this one's on me because you've come down to the second window. So he was giving me the orange juice for free.
Yeah.
And that's what he was trying to tell me.
Yep.
And I said, good, thanks.
So he was like,
so to him, that potentially, this is how this goes. This could potentially be how this goes. Here's your orange juice. It's just on me. Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay. And I've gone, good, thanks. I mean, if I can't remember,
scumbag,
but if there was even
loser.
A minute of a pause in between good and thanks, it would have sounded like good, comma, thanks.
Good, thanks.
Good, how it should be, comma, thanks.
Even if that's not what it was, just saying, not good. Showing anyone any kind of respect.
I felt so bad. I took the headphones and I'm like, mate, I never do this with the headphones. That's so nice of you. I'm so sorry. And it was, the damage was done.
What did
he
say?
He was like, no, that's fine, mate. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, of course
he
was.
The damage was done because I was the guy at the cash register situation wearing headphones.
Exactly. You should never do it. Never, ever, ever risk it, because this is exactly what happens. This should be a cautionary tale for everyone.
It's the worst way this could backfire. Someone trying to do something super nice, and that is just
good.
The act of toolishness that I showed back in response.
Yeah.
I didn't deserve the free orange juice.
Tell you what, this is like when you have a kid and they come up and they're like, I made mud pies. And you're like, should I stop this kid from eating this, or will he learn a very valuable lesson from eating mud? Mm. And then you let him eat the mud and he goes, bleh, and he'll never do it again. This is like what you've done. I don't have to tell you off now because you've seemed like such a tool.
You've learned
a life lesson.
I saw the guy's face. He might have been trying to do like the one nice thing he's done all this week. Yeah. And he's like, you know what? I'm not doing nice things anymore.
Hit 104.7, Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Now, look, there has been some actual fraud that has gone on the show this morning. You've claimed that Nick, the owner of the Go Boats that go across Lake Billy Griffin in all their electric glory, said this.
I do have a problem with gambling on a boat.
Very clearly
he
says.
He absolutely did, and I went back and listened to the tape of your actual phone call with him. He said, I don't have a problem with gambling on a boat.
Very clearly you're saying I have a problem with it.
So, look, the point being, we are offering listeners the chance right now, 131060, to get on the phone and pick a boat to go on to Nightfest, Floriade Nightfest. You will get on the boat and be driven there in style. You can either go on my fabulous Riverboat Casino.
Trash.
That will be a great time for all involved. Or you can hit up Ned's Love Boat.
That's right. Come on to the Love Boat. We'll have, I'm deciding it's a little bit more of a Hawaiian-themed Love Boat. So there'll be some cocktails. Maybe we'll have some pina coladas. You've pointed out before, everyone will have a job. Obviously, it's the Love Boat. Yeah. I'll be the captain. So far, I think we've got one bartender because for whatever reason, no one else wants to come on my boat, which is offensive and hurtful.
Because what did you just say? Couples could go? It's sounding like a swingers party.
Why would it be?
The casino boat is the way to go, clearly.
It's very much not.
We've got Belle on the line right now from Chapman. Look, honestly, it's going to be up to people right now. Belle, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Right, Belle,
you get to decide, Belle.
Right now, which boat would you like to go on?
Well, I sort of wanted to go on the casino boat. The other one, actually, the Love Boat sounded pretty good. Tried last week, but the coconuts put me off a little bit.
So which one are you locking in, Belle?
Oh, look, let's do the Love Boat.
Oh, the Love Boat. Okay, there we go.
This is the vote of confidence I needed, Belle. Okay, I nearly swore. That's how on edge I am about this, because so far I've got nothing but glares of like, why have you made us do this Love Boat thing? So thank God I've got someone on my side.
Good on you, Belle. Well done. You're on the Love Boat, and I don't know why you'd possibly want that, but that's fine.
How dare you?
Blair is on the line right now. Blair from Harrison, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Oh, fantastic. Great, thank you. Blair, which boat would you like to lock in this morning?
Well, I like an element of danger, so I'm going to look in casino boats.
Casino boats!
I guarantee you, Blair, you will be arrested if you go on that boat.
You will not be arrested,
I'm
Blair.
To take that risk.
So throw away the key with Blair. She has no remorse.
So, Blair, with this news, let me just say, so I think, Ned, you've still got some
spare seat
on your boat.
Two spare seats.
I do not. We are full. The casino boat is full, which as a boat trip promoter, all I had to do was fill mine up first to win, and I've won with your help, Blair. Thank you very much for the phone call this morning, and welcome aboard the casino boat.
Thanks so much.
No problems.
I don't know what to do now because I still need to organise so many things. I haven't decked out my boat at all. I need to go out and buy all of the props. I need to buy the costumes. I need to buy drinks.
Yeah, you're right. You haven't decked out your boat. You still need more passengers.
I know. It's not even full yet.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Nick Cummins is getting very close to picking somebody to at least maybe not spend the rest of his life with, but just spend more time with. Time away from television cameras.
It's so funny because I think everyone kind of realised that, like, if no one proposes at the end of the season, it's kind of just like you're saying, I'll date you. And that's what you've been doing for the last couple of months.
As a country, we've just gone on the world's most prolonged first date.
Yeah,
because they're just getting to know each other and it's like, oh my God, do we all have to be a part of that?
Yeah.
I am hearing a lot of rumours that he doesn't pick anyone.
Yep. So at the end of it, like, kind of goes, I've not really fallen in love with anyone. So, Rivaderci, please don't let the door hit you.
I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited to see what ends up happening. We're having a bachelor viewing party at the Ducks Nuts in Dixon. Book Ducks Nuts Bar and Grill right now for your Christmas party.
Yep.
It is happening this party that we're having Thursday the 4th of October, and if you'd like to get along to it for free, all you have to do right now is get on the phone 131060 and give us your best impression of the host with the most, Osher Gunsberg, as he lets ladies go from the show.
Please take the time now and say goodbye.
We want that say goodbye. We need you to give us your best impression of Osher Gunsberg delivering the very bad news.
I'm very much looking forward to this.
Manda's on the line right now from Nunawar. Manda, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too
very
bad.
Good, thank you, Amanda.
Now, Amanda, do you understand what's required of this competition?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Are you a fan of Osher Gunsberg?
I am, yeah.
Would you arguably say he's the best part of the show?
No, I'm actually enjoying the rest of the show.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
No, I love the show.
Not this season. I just think he's the best part of the show in general.
Yeah, he
really just
is.
Brings so much sunshine when he comes on the stage.
He's always so happy.
Yeah, he's always stoked. Except something, unless something controversial's happened, in which case he sounds like someone's died.
Yeah.
But that is exactly what we need you to deliver this morning, Amanda. The devastating news that he gives people when the rose ceremony does not go well. And what I'd like to do right now is give you just a little bit of tension music behind you just so we can really understand exactly how much intensity goes into this performance when Osher delivers that line. All right, whenever you're ready, please give us your best impression of Osher Gunsberg.
Okay. Cassie, you did not receive a rose. Please take the time now to say goodbye.
You know what?
Good.
Very
honestly, good.
Honestly,
very good.
More legible than when Osher does it. I totally understand every word you just said, so very good. You are off to our Bachelor Viewer Party, Amanda. Congratulations. Ben's on the line from Gilmore. Ben, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Fantastic,
very well,
mate.
Thank you, Ben.
Big
fan of the Bachelor.
Time now. Goodbye.
Sorry, mate, cut you off then. Yep, that is the one. That is that there, though, is the sound you are trying to emulate. Osher Gunsberg, delivering a little bit of the bad news. Your time starts now.
Vanessa, you didn't receive a rose tonight. Sorry. Please take the time now to say goodbye.
You've done it.
You've done it.
You've done
Jesus.
It. Fantastic.
Ben, you've done it, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Osher would have to be a little bit worried hearing that. You've done it. And honestly, Logie might go to you, Ben. Congratulations.
Really, Ben, you've nailed what you need to do, which is essentially act like you've just run a marathon and then, like, you're trying to be sincere. You've nailed it, mate. You've absolutely nailed the acting. Well
done. You are coming to our Bachelor viewing party. Congratulations, Ben. More chances for you to pop along tomorrow on the show. Book Ducks Nuts Bar and Grill now for your Christmas party. Guess what I'm doing today?
Yeah.
Practicing how to say that five times fast.
That's all right, we'll get there.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned.
Yeah.
Look, we're about to call time on this show, but there is still some stuff to go first.
There's things I need to tell everyone about. If you are potentially about to go on a first date, potentially you are thinking about going on a first date, potentially you're on Tinder. I don't know what your situation is, but there's some things that you shouldn't do with your hands while you're on a date, all right? There's been a list.
Because obviously this could be taken either way. So are you talking about like a...
When you're sitting
at a table. A Talladega Nights, I don't know what to do with my hands.
That's what I mean.
Body like, language.
You're sitting at a table, potentially having dinner, maybe having a drink, what to do with your hands while you... Because if you... There's certain things would make people think certain things.
So it's like body language expert type stuff.
Exactly. First thing,
I'm a very expressive talker, though. I feel like I use my hands a lot to talk. Is that a no-no?
That is actually a no-no. One of the things I will say that you're not meant to do, and this is the first one, this is kind of ridiculous, so I don't really know. Apparently, putting your hand in front of your mouth sends the message that you're very secretive. Which is, I don't know if that's a bad thing. The other things that you're not meant to do are if you have your hands and they don't move. Apparently, that's weird. It freaks people out if you just have your hands and they're not moving.
I've seen people that do. Yeah, if you just have your hands by your sides, kind of it's a bit Lego Man-ish.
You're not meant to have your hands under the table. Because
you're not supposed to put your elbows on the table either.
That sends the message that you're lying or you're hiding something. No, you're allowed to put your hands on the table, but you're not allowed to not do anything with
them. The table.
You're also not meant to fidget because that means like you're like what you seems like you want to get out of there. You don't want anything to do. So far, you're not allowed to be fidgety. You're not allowed to have your hands under the table. Your hands have to move. You can't have them be awkward. You're not allowed to put your hands over your mouth. You're also not allowed to prop your hand up, your head up with your hand. Because that may think
look
that
like
you're
a Disney character.
If you're like this, like if you just imagine doing it like this, like resting your head on your hand, that gives off a pretty bad signal. I don't think anyone needs to be told, hey, don't look like you're super bored at your date.
Okay, so look, you know what's actually easier than all this?
Yep.
Just not going on a date.
Yeah. It seems like it. Because I don't know what to do with my hands.
The decision I've been making through its weird combination of social anxiety and self-loathing is to just not try and date anyone. It works. It works, honestly, because this would be way more stressful.
If the options are don't move your hands, don't be too fidgety, don't have your hands in front of your mouth, don't prop them up, make sure you move them, but not too much, or avoid it all and stay at home and eat takeaway.
100% doing that.
Seems like it's a lot easier to do the second
two,
one.
Eddie. Yeah. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
That's the end of this morning's show. We're going to be back tomorrow morning with your chance to come along to our Bachelor viewing party. Very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
More chances also to get tried for a pie. You can check that out right now at hit1047.com.au. We will speak to you tomorrow from 6 a.m. Coming up next, music from George Ezra, also Martin Garrix and Tom Walker. You have a fantastic Monday, Canberra. Speak to you Tuesday morning. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.